At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, I'm absolutely stunned at the amount of lying that is going on, not only by the Trump administration, but also by the mainstream media about this ceasefire. Multiple mainstream media sites are trying to report or allege that this ceasefire is basically holding, but all of the reporting I've seen, all of the videos I've seen, shows strikes happening in Lebanon, basically a massacre of hundreds of people in Lebanon done by Israel as Israel continues to escalate tensions in the region. I've seen more missiles. I've seen these same websites reporting the increased missiles coming from Israel, coming from Iran, Lebanon. Throughout the region, they're exchanging strikes. And the United States seems to be the only country that's actually ceased firing, which, listen, I want us to exit this war, but I don't like the idea that certain media outlets, people in the Trump administration, everybody around Trump, including Trump himself, are running victory laps and acting like we've pulled out of this war and gotten some crazy peace deal when the region is in a worse position than, what, 45 days ago? We're about 40 days into this war, and I believe the status quo 45 days ago was better. The Strait of Hormuz was not being told, was not under perpetual control over one country who can just twist the arm of the United States at any time, and I predict on this show right now, this is a personal prediction, the United States will be striking again within the next month or so. Something will happen. The tensions are still escalating, and I just feel like after all of this, after the past 40 days, the American people deserve the truth. If anything, the American people deserve honesty above all else. We have watched Donald Trump, Stephen Miller, Caroline Leavitt, J.D. Vance. I mean, I can count on both hands 10 different times the amount of people we've seen lying. So to see Fox News and other corporate media then saying the ceasefire seems to be holding, and then right below that it says, despite strikes still going on in the region, yeah, that seems to be like a fundamental misunderstanding of what's happening here. It's also worth pointing out that Donald Trump claimed the 10-point deal he agreed to on the basis to start off from is not the same 10-point deal that Iran is now floating. They're both kind of liars, but lately, the Iranian regime seems to be telling the truth when they say that Israel is the one repeatedly breaking the ceasefire. I think this really drives home the point for constitutional limitations on the executive branch. Like, seriously, Donald Trump started this war without Congress. People in Congress on the Republican... Donald Trump started this war without Congress, and the consequences of this have been awful. Republicans in Congress have been looking the other way, like they've been completely blind, acting like there is not a war going on, and we're not approaching the 60-day mark where the War Powers Act would need to be instilled, and they're just trying to act like it's not happening. Meanwhile, Democrats are trying to pass a resolution to halt this war. We're going to continue to push, place pressure on our officials, make sure you drop a like, and check how close we are to 2 million subscribers. Sometimes people get unsubscribed or YouTube glitches out. Make sure you subscribe below. We are getting very, very close to breaking this record, and make sure you watch until the end. So just now, House Democrats were set to try to pass a resolution to halt Trump's war with Iran, but the Republican presiding over the session, Chris Smith of New Jersey, gaveled out without calling on Representative Glenn Ivey. But the Republican presiding over the session, Chris Smith of New Jersey, gaveled out without calling on Representative Glenn Ivey, who going in... But the Republican presiding over the session, Chris Smith of New Jersey, gaveled out without calling on Representative Glenn Ivey, who was going to introduce the resolution. Democrats began howling in protest, with some shouting, shame. Republicans are not even allowing Democrats to bring this on the floor. They are literally the pro-war party. Donald Trump's MAGA movement was a con for the same old neoconservative ideals, but just wrapped in some new ideology. Think about it. Donald Trump got into office and he cut taxes for the richest. He cut benefits for the poorest. He cut healthcare for the most vulnerable Americans and then started another endless Middle Eastern war and a war in South America. This is neocon ideology wrapped up in the MAGA hats, acting like this is different. When Democrats actually step in and try to be the adults in the room and in a responsible manner put limitations on the president, the entirety of Republicans in Congress push back and say, no, we want this war to continue. That is why the midterms are so incredibly important. Midas Touch reports breaking. House Republicans block the Democrats' attempt to pass an Iran war powers resolution, refusing even them to vote, refusing a vote whatsoever. That's a clever way to not have to be on the record for voting no on a war powers resolution. You can just refuse to have the vote in the first place. That's one way to do it, I guess. During a pro forma session, Representative Glenn Ivey sought unanimous consent to advance the measure. But GOP's Chris Smith ignored the request, gaveled out, and ran. He dipped. I want to point out, mainstream media and the Trump administration, they are lying about this ceasefire holding. First Squawk reports, just after the announcement of the ceasefire, sirens sounded across northern Israel. Hezbollah launched rockets over the border. Things are continuing to escalate. When Iran has perpetual control of the Strait of Hormuz and can continue to exert leverage over countries in the area, that is when you know the war has not been won, the war is not over, and people are not happy whatsoever. We also know, exclusive, President Trump asked Netanyahu in a phone call on Wednesday to scale back Israel's strikes in Lebanon to help ensure the success of the Iran negotiations, a senior official told NBC News. While the Trump administration had said Lebanon is not part of the ceasefire, Israel agreed, quote, to be a helpful partner, the official said. Well, guess what? Overnight, they committed more war crimes in Lebanon. More. I've made videos about it already today, but there are strikes, there are buildings being destroyed, civilians being killed. The phone call came after Netanyahu publicly vowed on Wednesday to continue striking Lebanon forcefully. It followed one of the most brutal bombing campaigns of the war in Lebanon by Israel to date. So in one breath, Netanyahu says this is going to be the most brutal campaign and we're going to continue it. And then Trump calls him and he promises Trump behind the scenes that he'll stop. But again, I made a video this morning. Netanyahu essentially gave a presentation to Donald Trump in the Situation Room in the United States in mid-February before we launched this war. This presentation showed that this would be super easy. The Strait of Hormuz would remain under our control. We would do regime change. It would be in and out, no problem. Donald Trump fell for it, despite Marco Rubio, General Kane, other people saying, don't do this. He fell for it, took us into this war, and then quickly realized this is not at all Venezuela. Let me show you this. Benjamin Netanyahu rejected Donald Trump's ceasefire yesterday and said the war will continue against Iran at any time he chooses. Netanyahu says he will achieve his objectives through further military action under his command. Quote, we are ready to resume fighting at any moment. Our finger is on the trigger. This is some batshit crazy stuff. We are being whipped around by a supposed ally on the global stage because our president is too weak to stand up. People had problems with Biden's policy when it came to Israel and Gaza and the West Bank. And I agree, there's a lot of problems. Israel's behavior in the West Bank is abhorrent, especially in Gaza as well. But the West Bank settlements are so incredibly sickening. And Donald Trump is not only letting that happen, Biden at least spoke out about it, but sanctions. Donald Trump is letting that happen. He's also allowing Israel to just drag us around on the world stage with these forever wars, despite us being able to dig up clips of Donald Trump a decade ago, quite clearly saying that forever wars in the Middle East add debt. We need to get out of these forever wars. Guess who the president was that pulled us out of Afghanistan? It was Biden. So as Donald Trump continues to have budget proposals saying, let's cut healthcare, cut Medicaid, let's cut science research, cut cancer research, and fund wars, I want you all to remember this heading into the midterms. Donald Trump is not a peacemaker. He's making the world more volatile and a less safe place by the day. Anybody who is an enemy of America and wants to erode our national security is currently getting richer on the global stage. Think Russia, China, Iran. Any allies that could actually help us and maybe push the globe towards a more democratic world, not a perfect world, but a world with human dignity. Think countries like, I don't know, France, Sweden, Italy, Germany, certain countries that are healthy democracies with healthy citizenry in Europe, these countries are being pushed away. We're on the wrong side of history as a country, but you and I are on the right side of history, and we're going to continue to push for a better country. So thank you all. I appreciate all of the support. Subscribe below, and we're going to continue to fight for a better world, a better country, and more human dignity. Love you all. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.